Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, well, 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 look who ran out of episodes of How I Built This and came crawling back. Well, joke's on you, because we're grateful for even the tiniest shred of attention. So let me bring you up to speed on the story thus far by directing you to any of the countless Wikipedia pages carefully maintained by people whose only source of vitamin D is their many spider terrariums in their garden apartment. Thanks, Morlocks. As for me, I'll keep digging this escape tunnel under the Italy gelato bar, and you get to listening. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I've been using that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to, I guess, to defeat the Dark Lord, but you know what? For almost that entire time, from almost like the very beginning, maybe episode 2 or 3, we've also been chronicling the saga of Prince Tomblaine Belleroth. And is he gonna be king? Is he ever gonna be king? Like, Jesus Christ, is he ever gonna be king? And now we are in his carriage on the way to the cave where he does the bat dance. Prince Tomblaine, how does this work? I guess I don't actually understand how gaining the throne works here in the Northeast.
Well, I just want to say and to acknowledge to all of your listeners how incredible it is that this is the final episode of the podcast.
Oh.
That everything has built up to this, and what a journey we've all been on, and I hope you don't miss us too much.
Oh, Usador, Chunt.
Yeah.
I think I accidentally made Tomblaine feel like he was the A storyline of the podcast.
Oh.
This is more, I guess you guys aren't familiar with storytelling rules on my world. This is more kind of like the B or C storyline.
Oh. What about my crusade to defeat Crowbar?
Oh boy, that's like real low.
I got a big update.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the update on Krellbar?
I killed him this week.
You killed him?
Yes, I went to Krellbar land, and I destroyed him utterly with a giant fireball.
Yeah, and Arnie, what about my C subplot storyline?
Uh-huh.
Which is, before we set out on this journey, mm-hmm. we decided we were each going to go by a prince name, so that in case we're ambushed or attacked, there's 4 people with the name Prince, and they uh-huh. don't know which one's Tomblaine Belleroth. Yeah, of course, I was Prince Daddy Charming. Mm-hmm. Usador was Prince Apalia. And mm-hmm. you were Prince Arnie because you refused to play along.
It's easier for me to remember. I just want to be able to commit to it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to forget mm-hmm. what it is. I don't want to forget that I'm Duke Arnie.
Sure.
Oh, good. Anyway, Tomblaine, although this isn't the last episode of the podcast, maybe we are closing the book on the first chapter of it.
It's incredible to stand on the threshold of becoming king of an entire land. I can feel the weight of the responsibility. Do you know they say heavy is the head that wears the crown? Do you know what that means?
It means that the crown, once placed upon your head, actually adds a certain amount of weight to it, making it heavier.
Yeah, your neck gets shorter, I heard.
It's to do with brain swelling.
Oh.
Yes, because you become... That. No, once you become king, your brain has to expand to take into account all the things that you have responsibility for. And I can feel it happen already. Arnie, would you like to touch my king's knob?
I think I'm going to pass on that. What's the king's knob again?
It's the little stick that the king holds with jewels on the end. The king's knob.
I hate to say it. I do kind of want to touch. Can I hold the king's knob? Is that allowed?
Please, let me just get it out. Okay.
Just put that knob in my hand.
Yep, there you go.
Wow.
Be gentle.
Okay, it's heavier than I would have imagined.
Oh, yeah.
Prince Tomblaine, I want you to know that I would not only touch your king's knob, but I would take the whole thing for you.
These are the dedicated servants that I need. Gasmoenus, you will be the official magician of the Northeast.
Oh, wonderful. A new title. Official magician.
And Chunt, you shall be regal badger of the court.
Who? You mean Prince Daddy Charming?
That's right. Arnie.
Yes.
What's up?
Just waiting on my job.
It's good to see you, man. Good to see you. Glad you're here.
Good to see you, too.
It's funny, the king's knob looks so tiny in Arnie's big hands.
Yeah, I did expect the king's knob to be a little bit bigger.
Well, it's worn down over time because there's been thousands of generations of Belleroths who've held this knob, and it gets smaller with each generation because every king nervously rubs their knob until pieces flake off.
Oh, that can't be good.
No, it's natural.
How many of the thousands of generations of Belleroths, like how far back can you track the thousands of generations of Belleroths?
Oh, let's see. Albane, Blandane, Tainbane, Rainbane, 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 Bane,
Bane, Bane. Wait, it seems like there's a stretch where they all have the same name for a while. Bane, Bane, Bane for a while?
Oh, that happens sometimes, Arnold. You see, in our world, a name can be passed down from generation to generation. And the first time it happens, you say, my name is, Robert. And now my son is Robert Jr., and then their son is Robert Jr. Jr. And then their son is Robert Jr. 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 And so on and so forth.
Okay.
It's funny, Tomblaine, when you were saying bane, 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 it reminded me of this crazy frog I once met who just couldn't stop saying bane, 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 bane. It was a crazy frog. It was maybe like 12 years ago. It was pretty popular.
Wait, didn't that frog sound more like bird, 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 bird? I might be thinking of a different frog.
Yeah, I think you are. Don't correct my references.
Slap. Why did he hit us both?
Yeah. He's gotten really violent since he became the Regal Beagle.
No. The Regal Badger.
Oh. I like mine better, but...
I'm going to put the king's knob back where it belongs.
Okay.
And...
Didn't expect him to put it there, but okay.
Just sort of loosening my body up to do the bat dance. Now nothing stands in my way. It's incredible to feel that my goal is within reach.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful to watch Tomblaine finally ascend to the throne. What glorious day that we are here to witness such a beautiful dance. Surely this is the tide turning against the Dark Lord.
I'm going to live forever. Now, let's get out of the carriage.
Can I just... Hold on. Oh. Not to criticize your majesty, but as official magician of the court, saying things like, I'm going to live forever, are like, you're really setting yourself up for a big fall there?
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like just walking right into this, something tragic or terrible is going to happen to you, and because I love you so... I wish for you to live for a very long time.
Well, that's what I said. I'm going to live forever.
Okay, well, all right.
But don't you want to give yourself goals? Isn't it important to say out loud the things that you want to achieve?
That is very true.
I think you're fine saying you're going to live forever. Just don't say you're going to retire.
Well, I did buy a boat.
Oh, buddy, no.
Technically, this is his last day on the job as prince.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, look. Foreshadowing.
Oh, yeah, when the four of us stand here.
When the four of us stand here,
And the sun setting behind us.
You can see the foreshadowing.
Oh, there's foreshadows.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Let's all get in closer so it looks like we're one person with four heads. Come on.
Okay, here's a foreshadow.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. We've really done it. Now, we must step trepidatiously into the cave.
Sorry, Isidore, I don't know that word. What are we doing?
Cautiously.
Yes. No, the other one.
Cave?
No, the first one.
Step?
Yeah. What is that?
It's an acronym for slowly take every precaution.
Okay. Ooh, step.
Trepidatiously step. Into the cave.
Every precaution?
Yes. So I've got a raincoat on. And I'm wearing a sheepskin cock cover.
Ooh, I'll put my claws out just in case something comes at us.
Good step.
I shall draw my sword and raise mine staff and prepare for battle if we are encountered by anyone who would dare to stop us.
And I'm going to remember that that sheepskin thing is a cock cover in case I see it later and forget what it's for. And I'm like, what's this thing? Is it a musical instrument? Should I blow into it? No.
And I'll just guard the carriage, all right?
Oh, yes, thank you so much for doing that. It's wonderful to see the driver again. What is his name? Krefnan.
What is his name? Krefnan! Krefnan!
It's not O. Krefnan. O. Krefnan's famous author.
That's right.
It's good to see you, Krefnan.
Wait, did somebody say O. Krefnan's around? I love his books.
I said it. I wish I could say that it was an intentional thing, but I literally every time... sincerely say it as O. Krefnan. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. Anyway, good luck becoming king. I'm sure this isn't the last time I'll see you.
Why would he say it like that?
Oh, look, five shadowing.
Oh, wow. Hey, Arnie.
Mm-hmm?
Hey, listen, buddy, I know Tom Blaine gave Usador and I kind of titles, and he didn't give anything to you, but I just want you to know... you're my best friend, and when I am made regal, when I am given regal membership, I will give you one free small popcorn, and any sodas you get, I will upgrade to the next size.
Is this any time, or is this like just on like a Tuesday?
Anytime you're with me and my regal membership, since I am now a regal badger, you will get those perks, and I'll reenact a story for you on your birthday for free. How about that?
Wow.
Because I know you're at an all-time lows. So I am willing to do this for you, okay? And remember, AMC, always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Sorry,
I'm fired. Lunch.
Chunt.
Candy.
Oh, that's what that means?
Sorry.
As I was about to say what AMC stood for, a firefly flew in my throat. Is my throat lighting up?
There is an arc of light in there. Is that the right one?
Mm-hmm. Arnie, Chunt, quickly. We're about to step into the cave. While I was off killing Krelbar this week, you two went ahead and killed Princess Trachea Aurelia, as we agreed, correct?
What? Wait, what?
You guys came to the cave and killed the princess so that the king could ascend to the throne?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, then everything's fine.
Wait, John, how long are we going to be able to get away with this lie? A few seconds?
Everything's fine.
Ooh.
Into the cave we go.
Chen, is it possible that we actually did get rid of Princess Trachea Aurelia and just forgot?
We're about to find out.
Hello?
Hello.
Anyone here? Hello?
Hello, ancient cave. Thousands of generations of kings have stood in this very yawning chasm before. And now I come to do what my father did, and my grandfather, and his father before him. And not the father before that, because he was a coward, but the father before that.
Dear goddesses, has time not made you any less long-winded, brother?
A ghost!
Isidore, I'm sorry, I never killed her. Sorry. Oh.
And I'm sorry, Chunt made me lie about it.
What? Slap! Ugh.
What is this? My twin sister, always jealous that I was 3 years older.
Always jealous that you are spending time on mother's teats instead of doing things that a boy should be doing.
Teat time is growing time.
Chunt, can I get that popcorn now?
Who?
Who have you brought with you in here, brother?
I have brought my friends, the royal magician.
You know us.
And the badger of the court.
The badger of the court? Who are you to be making appointments to a royal court?
I'm the king to be.
Oh, really?
And if it's only you that stands in my way, then I would ask you to make your challenge.
Oh, is that your king's knob in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me, brother?
I'm not happy to see you. It's the king's knob.
This is weird family talk.
Maybe this is an opportunity for them to work out some things and come together in solidarity and family once again.
Yeah, guys, let's just sit on the side and let's eat this small popcorn together.
Yeah. Wait, that's my popcorn.
Can I ask how you came to be in possession of the king's knob?
Yes, it was given to me by our mother. She is leaving the throne to fuck this guy.
And she gave you the knob? Oh, okay. Fine. It's just that when I was a girl and you were passed out from your long teat times, mother would show me the knob and tell me how one day I might hold it. Not too firm, but not too light, as it might slip through my fingers with just the right amount of pressure.
I don't like how this family talks at all.
Trachea, you must know that I, as first from the womb, must be first to the throne. Wherefore would you think that you could take from me what is my very birthright? Also, it's well known that you're evil. You drank from the evil fountain when you were but a girl.
You told me to drink from that fountain when I was but a girl. You told me it was a fountain of dreams, and that if I sipped from it, all of my dreams would be magical.
We really should tear that thing down.
Yes, well, that's what brothers do. But no one expects you to actually drink from it.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, because you really have something going on here, but where is this evil fountain?
Oh, there's a fountain of evil near the center of Northeastia.
Yes.
And it's fun for kids to go to, and especially for older siblings to be like, hey, it's a fountain of dreams, go ahead and drink it. But then most people, when they look and see the inky black water, they don't do it. But this one grabbed a straw and started sucking, and ever since that, she sucked.
I was but a child. A child who trusted her brother, and who was so tired of having the nightmares that small children do. I thought, hey, my brother would certainly want nothing more than to give me pleasant magical dreams. What a fool I was. But as soon as I sipped from that fountain, my purpose became crystal clear. To dominate and rule.
Yes, I can see what is embroidered upon your cloak. Dominate and rule.
Dominate and rule.
That's a great... I'd love to get a cloak that says that.
Well, if you are interested, I've actually made a few samples, Arnold. None in your gigantic size.
It's Arnie.
Damn.
But can I get one? Maybe could it be an aspirational cloak for me? I'll be like, you know what? Eventually, if I kind of just lose a few pounds, maybe I can fit in this dominate and rule cloak.
If that is your dream, then so be it. Unlike my brother, I support dreams.
Your Highness, I know that you drank from the Fountain of Evil, but have you ever considered drinking from the Fountain of Middle Age, where you just sort of let go of that stuff?
Ever since that fateful day, I have never once drank from a fountain. Ever again.
Fair.
They are not to be trusted.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Can I just get like a short list of like the most important fountains in Northeastia that I should know about? It seems like there are a lot of magical fountains, and I've been here for months, and no one has warned me about any of these.
I asked you to go on the fountain tour, and you just said no when we first got here.
Sounds boring. I just want to know, what are the cool fountains?
There's the Fountain of Evil.
Mm-hmm. There's Fount Evermist, which is the tallest fountain. Well, maybe not the tallest fountain, but it's up there.
So wait, Fount Evermist is the tallest fountain.
Well, I misspoke.
An always misting fountain?
Well, I forgot about F2, which is the tallest fountain.
What about F9?
That's the newest fountain.
There's the Fountain of Wayne.
Yes. Oh.
There's Fountain Dew.
So wait, hold on. Is Fountain Dew a fountain, or is it
Arnie,
like...
we're trying to get through the list. There's,
Can we finish the fucking list first?
Can we finish the list? Oh, there's Fount Chocula.
Fountain Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Fountain Code Red.
Fountain Abbey.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write some of these down so I can ask questions later.
Fountain do, fountain don't, fountain code red, the fountain of middle age, the fountain of evil, peach fountain.
You know, I really enjoyed Fountain Abbey for a while, and then I just sort of tapered off after a while. I just couldn't keep up.
I heard that fountain was done.
Yes, but then they came back and made a movie.
What? They made a movie?
Arnie, let us finish the list. Also Fountain, which is just kind of a tiny stretch of fountain between two other fountains.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There's the Lawston Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've heard people talk about pre-fountain.
Arnie, let us finish the list.
There's Fountain Crows. They had some good ones. Let's see.
Let's see what else is round here.
Yeah, give us a minute to look around the cave. Let's see here. Fountain Test, like mine. Okay, Arnie, we're done. What was your question?
I can't even read my own handwriting. I think I had maybe had some more questions about Fountain Abbey, but I don't know. Probably it's best to let it go.
The most important thing to know, Arnold, is that the fountains must be sipped from in a very particular order. Otherwise, you will kill yourself.
Is this posted
anywhere? That's why you should go on the fucking tour.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know this. Are there at least signs that are like what order you should sip them in?
Yes, but they're in unreadable glyphs.
It's a dangerous world.
Yes, you have to go on the tour. It's a whole marketing scheme that uses evil runes that are indecipherable to make sure that you go on the tour.
I'm realizing it's lucky that I almost never drink water.
Yes, that is lucky.
Sister.
Yes?
It was not the fault of the fountain. It is not fountains that you cannot trust. It is your brother.
Yes, I know. Yes,
I led you astray.
Yes, I know. That's exactly what I just said to you, brother.
So you shouldn't be trying to kill fountains. Maybe you should be trying to kill me.
Oh, that is precisely what I've been trying to do for years now.
Well, you also took some time off to write that play, though.
I did. I never expected to be as satisfied as I was by the arts, but I never lost my passion for wanting to feel what it would feel like to split your ribcage open and grasp your beating heart in my hand and pluck it from you. Ooh. It's my dearest dream.
I will not fight you, sister.
Why not?
Yeah. There is good in you. I feel it. It's your true self you've only forgotten.
Tom Blaine, look around here. See all this furniture? This is made from animals and people she's killed.
Much of it is from people now. I got bored with the animals.
Oh,
I killed Krelbar this week.
She would make a fantastic love seat.
He really would.
He's the perfect size for it. Do you happen to still have the body?
Oh, no. I engulfed him in flames. He was incinerated into ash.
Well, that's a waste.
Sister, you do not even realize of what you speak. Listen to what you just said.
I said I wanted to use that man's body and turn him into a beautiful love seat.
Yes, but not a hate seat. A love seat.
There's still good in her. Maybe Tom Blaine's onto something.
That's just the word. I don't know.
Yes, but everything is just a word, Arnie. But words mean something. Sister.
Brother.
If you are full of hatred, then kill your twin.
Who's her twin? I think it's him. Oh, right.
Tom Blaine is my twin. He's 3 years older.
Right, sorry.
Three years older?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It was a very, very long birthing process.
Very long. I was very, very well ensconced in our mother's womb. Very tight fit. If you're just going to stand perfectly still, this is not how I have fantasized about this.
Yes, let me expose my prince's breast to you. Come then, sister. If you are fully evil, then end me this day.
His nipples are so hard.
It's very cold in here, so just either stab me or don't. But these things could cut glass right now.
We must support Tom Blaine in this. Yes, princess. This is your opportunity. Strike down Tom Blaine while you can. I bet you can't.
All right. I will use this knife that I made out of a small boy's leg bone the other week.
Oh, no. What was that boy's name?
Saddest thing.
Arnie, there's just a lot of child death in Foon. You've got to get used to it. There's just a lot of it.
I didn't say I killed him. I found him dead, and I thought, what a waste. What if I made a knife out of his leg bone rather than leave him here to rot?
Well, but you can't rule out the fact that it was someone that you killed earlier and forgot about and then found him.
Well, I suppose that's true, but I like to go with the first version.
Oh no, Arnie, I realize that this recliner I'm sitting in is made out of the bones of a little dead girl. Recline her? I hardly knew her.
Oh.
Oh God, this is...
If it makes you feel any better, Badger, she was not nice.
It makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Listen to yourself, sister. If you were truly evil, you would be happy to have killed that boy. And you wouldn't bother to say that the girl wasn't nice. Perhaps you only think you're evil. Perhaps someone led you to a fountain and told you it was the fountain of pure evil. But in fact, that was a brother's trick on top of a trick. And it wasn't the fountain of pure evil. But you've just thought you've been evil this whole time.
Well, then I would dare say that that person is the most evil to allow me to go through a lifetime thinking that I am cursed by an evil fountain.
Then strike him down. What stops you but the very goodness in your heart? Listen. Good, good. Good, good. Good, good.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's just me talking, but...
I know it's you talking.
There's one more thing that stays her hand, and that's us going to a break.
Oh.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
All right, we're back. We're still in the cave, and this standoff has gone on for kind of a long time. I can't tell if Tom Blaine is trying to call Princess Trachea's bluff, or if he just really wants her to kill him.
Yeah, it's wild that they took out a deck of cards, and now they're kind of playing this weird game of poker.
Yeah.
Oh, and he did call her bluff. Oh, he has a full house. Oh.
Wow. Hit me.
All right. I will hit you. Ha! Oh! Your nipple! Your nipple, brother, my hand is bleeding.
Yes,
It's freezing in this cave.
How dare you draw my own blood in my own home? Have you not taken enough from me, Tom Blaine?
I don't know. Have I? Have I anything left to give you, sister? Why not join me? Why not turn to the good side and help to rule Northeastia by my side?
That's kind of a nice compromise.
It's weird to hear somebody say good side. Like, I know there's like a dark side, but you never hear anybody say good side, right?
Wait, so there's a good side and there's a dark side?
Well, I feel like there's just a dark side. And if you're not on the dark side, it's implied that you're good. But it's just weird to hear somebody say good side, right?
I knew I should have went on that side tour that Usador wanted me to go on.
Told you.
Pass the popcorn.
How do I know that this isn't another one of your tricks, brother? How do I know that I wouldn't agree to this and then you would lead me to some other fountain to take a sip together to celebrate our leadership? And then I would find myself sipping from, I don't know, some type of nightmare fountain.
You don't. It's a leap of faith, sister. But if you don't stand in my way, then I'm going to begin the steps of the bat dance.
It's about to happen. Oh, it's coming, it's coming.
Brother, I have drained the blood from every bat in this cave.
Ooh.
Just for fun. I thought I had an idea to make some hanging lights with drained bats, and I was going to put fireflies inside them to see if they would look like ambient lighting, but it didn't work, so now they're just bloodless shells.
Arnie, if you swallow some ambient lighting and you stay awake, it feels crazy. You should try sometime.
The lack of bats does not stop me, sister, from doing my dance. For this was the dance that was foretold in the second episode of this very podcast. And now, in the final episode, the series finale of Hello from the Magic Tavern, I will complete the series by doing the bat dance, which will make me king and send Arnie back to Earth.
What, it will?
Well, I just figured, I mean, probably. It's the final episode, right?
I mean, that's how I get back to Earth. I had no idea that the Bat Dance has magical powers to send people back where they came from.
Well, doesn't it sort of make sense in the series finale that that would happen?
Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, after all, I defeated Krelbar, you're becoming king, Ani's on his way home. Yeah, all that sort of adds up.
Chunt finally got an opportunity to give people names.
Who?
Prince Poppin? I don't know.
Prince
Daddy Charming.
Arnie, they're not necessarily B and C storylines if nobody supports them.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm going to start the bat dance, and then as things seem to be wrapping up, I think the audience would like to see whether or not Arnie and Chunt are going to kiss.
Popcorn eating popcorn.
Brother.
Yes?
When I was a girl, our father taught me the bat dance as well. You are not the only one who knows how to harness the power of the throne through the bat dance.
Sister.
Brother.
If you truly know, then take these steps with me. Step one to the right. With your wings like a bat.
Stop the presses. They both know the bat dance.
How?
Step two to the left. And with clap.
It's amazing. They're saying it perfectly in sync, although I could imagine because of the echoing acoustics of this cave, it might sound like they're a little bit off. But if you are here, listener, believe me, it sounds like they're totally saying it at the same time.
I always thought step one was we could have lots of fun. Yeah. Am I crazy?
You are not.
I think it's all this ambient light I swallowed.
Now,
Spin.
Are they falling asleep?
Wait, Arnie, I think I know what's going on. I think during the bat dance, they have to follow whatever command is sort of in the air. I'm gonna try and give them some commands.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Slide to the left. They're doing it. Slide to the right. One hop this time. Two hops this time. Take it back, y'all.
Arnie, you try. How do they know what to do when you say take it back, y'all? Oh, I see. Take it back, y'all. See, I took that way too literally.
Prince Arnie, try it. They have to dance whatever you tell them to.
Okay.
It must be part of the ritual.
Put your left foot in. take your left foot out, put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. Oh, wait, here's where it gets good. Put your backside in, take your backside out, put your backside in, and shake it all about.
Delightful.
I know, they've shaked their butts.
Ah, something is wrong. Wait, what did you call him? Chunt, what did you call him?
I called him Prince Arnie.
The person who is called the prince during the dance is the subject of the magic.
Oh, no.
Wait. No.
What? Which one is the subject? I always get it confused with the predicate.
Arnie, you are the king of Northeastia.
Fuck.
What?
What?
The prince comes to the bat cave and does the bat dance.
I barely
know. In the middle of the dance, whoever is called the prince...
Fuck.
Did you not notice that while my brother and I were dancing, there was a golden light beginning to surround us?
There was a shower
of gold. And then as soon as you
gold.
Said Prince Arnie, now the light is surrounding you, you stupid giant man.
You dumb fuck.
What the fuck did you do?
What the
Tumbling,
fuck, man?
Sir, I'm so sorry. Arnie assured me that a C story subplot would never interfere with the A storyline.
I
was promised.
Also, wasn't he going by Duke Arnie? Didn't we say that?
I mean, he said that, but I changed it to Prince because I was... Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my...
Well, here's my knob, big guy.
No, hey, no,
take
no, no, no.
Take the knob, Arnie.
No, I already have a lot on my plate. I don't know that I can be king of a land. What do I do? Do I kind of, like, do a thing with my shoulders and my arms? Oh. Like, how do I, like, pass it off?
Welcome
like,
to my life, Arnie. I've been spending 6 years not knowing whether or not I wanted to be king, so that's why I waited until I was sure to be the prince who went into the bat cave and did the bat dance.
Arnie, your majesty, there is something that you may want to do if you care to hear my counsel on this matter.
I guess so, sure.
You, as king, could abdicate and name a steward in your place.
Okay.
Stuart, the cow milker? That's a perfect idea. He's definitely the most...
Stop talking about Stuart.
What is it about him? Is it his eyes?
His dreamy eyes.
Yes, I mean, Stuart would be a great king.
Arnie, you have an opportunity here to decide who is the ruler. You could make Trachea Aurelia the queen. You could make Tom Blaine the king. You could stay on the throne yourself. You are the king now, so it's up to you.
I mean, this can't be a real rule, right? Like, you can't just have, like, someone accidentally become the king. Things like that don't happen.
It's not a rule, it's magic.
Wow, Arnie, look. There's a crown that's growing out of the top of your head, and your shoulders are getting broader. There's a cloak draping behind you, kind of mystically forming piece by piece. Is anyone else seeing this?
Yeah, your brain is probably expanding. What's 5 plus 7?
57.
That's closer than he normally
is. That's closer than he
would
ever have gotten. That is closer than he ever would have gotten.
12. It's true, Arnie. All hail the new king in town.
My
Young
liege.
And old, gather around. Why, that might be party man. I'm sorry. Arnie, I guess we should kneel before you.
I will do no such thing. To kneel before this giant stupid man.
Sister, that is your king.
Yes, what else do you suggest we do? The magic has taken place, the dance is completed.
His blood can undo the magic, you simple, silly people. Let's kill him and turn him into a daybed.
Never.
Do you see how dangerous this is? When someone has rightfully become the leader, if another person drags it out over time and they're like, no, this doesn't count, and starts to incite all kinds of people believing that it can be changed, that's how democracy dies.
Wait, it's a democracy here?
Well, it's a democratic monarchy.
Is there... So what if I just, like, give you a little bit of my blood, not enough to die... And then you, like, drink it or something? Is that... I don't know how it works. Like, who wants to drink my blood?
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Tom Blaine, is that a way for him to stop stealing the title of king? If there's any way to stop the steal, I think we should do it now.
I can't support a stop the steal movement. Arnie is my king. I will do whatever his bidding is.
Arnold was not properly indoctrinated into the kinghood. This is all a sham. Because of the slip of a tongue, this stupid man from another realm is going to rule us.
Perhaps that's what was intended all along.
You think it was intended? for this stupid man who has never been part of a monarchy to come here, not know our ways, not even know what fountain will or will not kill him, and rule us all?
Arnie, what is your will? You are the king, my lord.
I don't know, let me look at my show notes. This was definitely not intended when we started this episode.
You have show notes? And you flub the opening that many times?
See, I can't be king. I can't even consistently open this podcast and remembering what I'm supposed to say.
Prince Daddy Charming, speak to your king with more respect.
My liege, I'm sorry. Please forgive me or tell me my punishment and I will accept it.
I don't know. You want to be punished a little too much.
Arnold, you're going to be a terrible king, but you would make a wonderful dining room table.
Oh.
You have threatened the life of the king.
Treason.
It's treason, and I cannot stand for this. You shall now be sent to the courts where you shall be arraigned, and then put on trial, and then murdered in the town square for all to see.
Oh, okay. Look, I can fix this, right? If I'm the king, I have the power to fix this. So, just spitballing here. There is no king. There's no official king in the Northeast anymore.
What are you
doing? Like, everyone just takes turns. Like, every day, someone else in the town is the king, right?
Arnie, this isn't first grade. You can't take fucking turns as king.
No. Do you see what's happened? He's disbanded the monarchy. There is no government in the Northeast anymore.
There's a power vacuum. Why, anyone could come into the cave and become the king.
Fine, then I'll be king.
Dibs.
I call dibs. Shotgun.
She's glowing gold. Wait, hold on. There are dibs rules?
Yes, of course there are dibs rules. And trying to cue it up so Tomblaine would do the dance again and become the king.
Tomblaine, quick! She didn't say no take backsies.
Hey, what's going on in there? No take backsies.
Oh, Krefnin.
What?
Was that
Krefnin?
Wait, who was that?
That was Krefnin.
Oh,
Krefnin is Krefnin. The author.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you guys were going to be much longer if I should keep the carriage going out there. But then I came in and someone said no take backsies. So I was wondering what you meant by no take backsies.
Well, I'm wondering what you meant by you kept the carriage going.
Arnie, once you turn off the horses, they can't start back up until daylight.
So are they just running out there?
Well, they're idle.
You also want to keep the air conditioning going. Keep them blowing those cool farts back into the carriage. Anyway, what's this? A king's knob?
Wait, don't touch that.
Look.
You mean this?
Stop it!
Look.
Look at him. Now he glows.
Krefnin is glowing gold.
Wow.
He's got a little crown growing out of the top of his head, and his shoulders are broadening. A cape is sort of mystically piecing together behind him. Is anyone else seeing this?
I am, yes. Krefnin, your majesty, you're the king.
No way.
Yes way.
Fuck
Schwing.
Me.
Holy
shit.
No, fuck you, king.
No, this is the best. Are you kidding me? Really? That can just happen?
All hail King Krefnin.
Oh, my goddesses. Okay. Well, I would like a Pegasus.
You're very well, your majesty. We shall get you a Pegasus right away. But right now, there are many usurpers who would want to be the ruler of this land. Here, the former princess Trachea Aurelia plots even now to overthrow you.
This beautiful woman?
Yes, I'm going to kill you. Going to kill you, and I'm going to turn you into a bar stool.
I should be so lucky to be killed by someone so ravishing.
Ooh. If you're going to turn him into a barstool, can you at least give credit to the spell that you use? I just hear there's a lot of people turning people into barstools and they're not kind of crediting their sources. I'm sorry, am I being an asshole?
I was not going to use magic, Badger.
Oh, his bones. I'm sorry, his bones. Forget I said anything. I'm so sorry.
Arnie, so what did you declare? You decided that everyone can be king for a day or some shit? What was it? I guess so, but then there was dibs rules, and then it's whoever grabs the king's knob. It's real up for grabs as to what the rules are to who becomes the royalty, and it seems very fragile. Like, what locks in who is the next ruler of the Northeast?
Well, whoever gets out of the cave, obviously.
Oh.
They can transfer a lot around in here. I mean, there's a lot of, like, magic swirling around, and anyone could be the king any second if they just happened to stumble upon the right words. That's how the bat dance became a thing. It's really a ritual where they do a lot of very elaborate things just hoping that one of them will start glowing gold. They don't know why.
And this can last for months.
That's true. Months and months. Tomblane, do you think there's any chance that you can get the King's Knob back from Krefnin?
Sure, yeah. I could try to steal it from Krefnin.
What if I distract him by turning myself into a giant eagle?
Oh, holy shit, there's a giant eagle. Let me just put this knob down for a second so I can go touch it and see if it's real. Got your knob! Now I'm the king. Oh, shit. Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Quickly, get out of the cave. I shall transform myself back into a wizard.
Look, he's standing completely still. Look, come on. We all see it. He doesn't want to be king. Literally, for years, he's clearly been desperately trying not to be king. Even when he first came in here, he would rather be stabbed by his sister than be king.
Then who do you think should be king, Arnie? You're the one making the decisions.
I mean, I've only ever heard about one good king in the Northeast. I think Albane should be king.
My father, my dead father.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when in my head it sounded like it was going to be really good, but now that I say it, I guess it does sound kind of stupid. Is there any precedent for having like a ghost king or anything like that?
Just the one time, and it didn't end well.
No.
Dish.
This was years ago when Bane had perished, and they called upon his spirit to guide the people once more, except they had no clue that instead of ascending into the realm of the goddesses, he had actually gone below, and his evil, hellish agenda spread loose on these lands like a plague. It was glorious.
Yes, it's a dark time, as opposed to a good time.
Yes.
Arnie, is that your wish? To call the ghost of my father? The first thing he would likely do is seek revenge against the person that killed him.
Ooh.
Although,
yes,
since would. We don't know who that was, it probably doesn't.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm getting pretty tired. We should probably just make this recliner king and be done with it. Right, Arnie?
That recliner used to be a king, coincidentally.
Oh, I thought it was a little girl's bones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you switched chairs. Yes, you're in the little girl's bones. Next to you is a recliner made of a king from a much lesser realm.
It's a sofa king?
Yes. You pull it out, you can sleep right on it.
Oh, well, I gotta try this out.
Sofa king, cool. Oh. That is sofa king cool.
Brother.
Yes, sister?
I suppose I might be amenable to uniting our twin powers and taking back the knob and the glow and ruling this realm together.
Yes, I might be amenable as well. For we as twins were meant to hold the knob together.
Didn't care for that.
Take my hand, brother.
Take my hand, sister. Take my hand. Take this. I'll take this one.
Okay.
I've got it.
Too tight. Looser.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now put the knob between us.
Yes.
Does the knob have to be involved in this ritual?
The knob always has to be involved.
Okay.
It just tends to insert itself.
Okay.
All right. We've inserted the knob.
Do we see a glow? Is there any type of glowing?
I think so. It's a little less bright than before, but it does seem like you're both glowing. It's like the magic is being distributed between the two of you, so it's less powerful, but...
Yeah, and there's half of a crown growing on each of your heads, and one of your shoulders for each of you is getting broader, and there's half a cape kind of mystically piecing itself. Is anybody else seeing this?
Oh, yes, I see it very clearly.
My half of the crown says, best frere.
And hers says, queen.
Wow. Best frere queen.
Don't you see? This is how it was always meant to be. This was preordained that the twins would rise and take their rightful place upon the throne.
Brother.
Yes.
I promise, as we rule together, I will not kill you for at least the next 11 days.
That's nice.
And sister.
Yes.
I pledge that I shall regain your trust after having made you drink from the fountain of evil when we were children. And we can, in balance, rule this kingdom together.
All right.
So how are you going to split up the power? Are you going to take, like, every other day kind of thing? Or, like, you're in charge of sanitation, you're in charge of evil?
Sounds like it all worked out, didn't it?
Yes, Krefnin. Thank you for being here. Everyone is so grateful to have you around. Could you perhaps bring the carriage around?
Yes. Well, I'll be right back. Just headed out of the cave.
Oh, speaking of getting out of the cave, quick, Trachea, Tomblaine, you have to get out of the cave in your current state to solidify your co-rulership.
Yeah. Quickly, before Krefnin leaves.
Krefnin! No, someone throw something at Krefnin.
I'll throw this giant eagle at him.
Oh, God.
That eagle pushed me out of the cave.
Shit.
Shit, what's going on with my head? I'm fucking glowing.
Damn it.
Would anyone object if I killed this Krefnin character and turned him into a counter?
Yeah, go for it.
Marvelous. Badger, would you please pull off the knob to your recliner and hand it to me?
Okay, let me... Okay. Don't want to know what part that was, but there you go.
Krefnin, might I have a word?
Yeah, sorry, I just can't believe I'm king. This is the best day of my life!
The pain you're feeling is the sharpened penile bone of a walrus being inserted into your sternum. I'm going to move it up now like a lever.
Oof.
And then you will die instantly.
Oh, I was resting my popcorn on a penis.
That seems... knob was a penis?
Yes, it was just what the little girl had on her when I killed her, and I thought it would make a handy reclining latch.
Seems unnecessarily cruel.
I told you she was a very strange, horrible little girl who walks around with a sharpened walrus penile bone. I didn't even have to sharpen it. The girl had done it.
I'm just glad I got to be king.
Krefnin. Krefnin, listen to me.
Yes?
Close your eyes and think happy thoughts.
Will that make me die quicker?
No, but it will help ease the pain. Think of the beautiful fields where you grew up.
Wait, before I die, Usador.
Yes?
In my house,
yes,
there are some etchings. Will you please clear them out?
I'll take
before
care
my
of
family
it
finds them.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I'll
it's,
take care of it.
It's weird shit. It's really weird shit.
No judgments.
Usador, when you take those etchings, don't just put them in the trash. You have to take out the trash. You have to clear the trash. Because just putting them in the trash, they're still technically in the house,
yes,
right?
You have to empty the trash.
Yes, so make sure you do that. Because the first place someone's going to look is inside the trash.
Oh, yes.
Brother.
Yes, sister.
To unite our rule, you must press down upon the walrus penile bone and finish off Krefnin. Let us both have his blood on our hands.
My first deed as king, then, will be to compromise my morality. I suppose this is as it has been for generations. Goodbye, Krefnin, my dear friend. You will always live in the perfectly rendered character I do of you.
Brother, be careful not to crack his ribs. If I can salvage them, I think they would make a marvelous four-poster bed for you. Then you will always be close to your friend.
Those are big ribs.
Yes. Goodbye, Krefnin. Well, I guess we are the rulers of Northeastia, sister.
So we are.
And you know what? I don't know if you two noticed, but you killed that guy together.
Aww. You know, I always thought my greatest joy would be in killing alone and reveling in the blood of the life I've taken, but it's actually even sweeter to revel in the blood with you, brother.
And I'm horrified by what I've done, but in a way, it has brought us closer together.
And what you said was true. Krefnin isn't really dead. You can still be Krefnin.
You can also sleep upon him when I turn him into a four-poster bed for you. I can make a mattress from his innards and hair.
Wonderful.
And I think you two will complement each other really well as rulers. One of you is evil and one of you is really stupid, and we'll keep the other one too busy to do much evil. I won't say which is which.
No, I think I can guess. I'm not stupid.
Wow. Guys, the system works.
Yep.
Indeed.
It held. The system held. I guess this is the end of the podcast.
The final episode. Krelbar dead. The king and queen seated upon the thrones. And all of Chunt's stuff, too.
Who?
Well, as the regal badger, I'm happy to pave the way for the new king and queen to emerge the cave together.
Da-da-dee-da. Wait, so would they are they called the king and queen? That doesn't seem right.
Well, we could call them queen and queen. Well, that doesn't work. K and Q sound too similar.
Come, my queen. Let us step out of the cave.
Yes, my king. Give me your arm, and let's rise together. Now, brother, as is the tradition, hold me and carry me across the threshold of this cave so that we may start our lives as co-rulers.
That's not weird at all.
I love seeing a brother carry a sister across the threshold.
Could you move the knob, brother? It's still poking me.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to poke you with my knob. Here we go.
Classic Foonish tradition.
I should have been king.
Is there someone we can send back for all my people furniture, though? Because I will.
Guys, hold on. We still gotta pick up all the podcasting stuff. Guys! Guys, come on! Oh, great. They're gonna make me pick up all this equipment by myself? Alone?
So, was Tom Blaine Belleroth. It's funny, he doesn't really look like a king. He's got a very common face.
Baron Ragoon?
I feel like I've actually seen that face on probably a dozen peasants. I mean, I suppose they'll let anyone be king. Hello there, Arnie.
Hello, Shanglebirth. Have you been hiding in the shadows in this cave this whole time?
Have I been hiding in the shadows this whole time? Why, yes, Arnie. I have. I saw the whole thing. I saw your moment of royalty. Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Condolences.
I know. It was so short-lived.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Gotta say, Baron, kind of creepy hanging out in the shadows like that.
Well, Arnie, I wasn't just watching. I was learning a new dance that might come in handy someday.
Here's the thing. I'm so sorry. We already recorded this episode. So if you're here, if you want to, like, get in contact about being a guest in a future episode, we can kind of try to do that through the normal channels.
No, Arnie, that's not my reason for being here. As fun as my appearances often are, I'm actually here on other business.
Oh, well, something evil?
Yes, Arnie, something evil. Specifically, I'm here about you and the thing in your head, which the Dark Lord still wants very badly.
Oh, the artifact in my head, my only connection to my life back home.
Yes, Arnie, the Dark Lord's artifact plot is drawing to its conclusion.
Well, it is near the end of the season.
All that remains is for you to hand over what you have.
I'm sorry, Baron. I'm sorry. I would like to help you out here. It's in my head, so I'm afraid you just can't do this one. Sorry.
No, that's easy, Arnie. You'll come with me, and we'll handle all of the extraction.
No, that's okay. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass on that.
No, Arnie.
Whoa, hey. Stop pushing me.
You're coming with me because the Dark Lord bids it so.
Baron, you're being a little aggressive. I mean, you're usually very polite. Evil, but very polite. Fuck, Baron, you just slapped me across the face.
Now, Arnie, would you care to join me? I can put this sack over your head if you prefer.
No.
You know what I prefer, actually. I'm going to go ahead and put this sack over your head.
Oh, God.
And maybe I'll bind your hands.
I gotta say, you're stronger than I would have guessed.
You know, I remember the exact moment I had that thought about you, Arnie. It's right before I was hit by a meteorite in the town of Hogsface.
Oh, yeah. I could see why you'd be mad about that.
I am bringing you to the Dark Lord now.
Baron, no, wait, hold on. You can't do that. You're smarter than this. Usidor and Chunt, they're just like a couple steps beyond this cave. They're gonna know I'm gone. And they'll catch up to you long before you're able to get me back to the Dark Lord.
You know what? That's an excellent point, Arnie. Let me remove this sack for one moment.
Baron, can I say that sack smells awful? I don't know what you were keeping in there before.
You know what? It's specifically a head sack. It's been gotten four heads. It is not designed with the comfort of the wearer in mind. In fact...
It was never anything else. Like, from the beginning, designed
from
for
the,
heads.
I went and I got the mission and I was like, I'm going to need a head sack.
Huh. Well, anyway, sorry to get distracted.
No, it's a fine question. I assure you, If I wanted a quality sack, it would be lined with the finest silks and velvets.
Yeah. You are pretty fancy. Although, you know, you've looked better.
You know what, Arnie? You've looked better, too. Do we want to do this?
Stop kicking me!
Now, Arnie, you brought up the excellent point of your friends and how they will come to rescue you.
Yeah, Usador's like a freak for rescuing me.
Well, they'll have no need to, because you will not be missed, Arnie. Please meet an associate of mine, Carfoon Arnie.
Hey, you remember me? I'm back.
This is the new host of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
I'm here to do what I was made for. Host your podcast and stall for time. You made me. That's my purpose. To pull switcheroos.
Isn't it ironic, Arnie?
Oh, shit, Baron. It's so ironic.
Don't you think that this is a great capper to your podcast? I think Tom Blaine was nearly right. It will soon be drawing to a close.
No! Don't take the thing in my head! I need this thing!
Arnie, I don't think there's a single thing in your head that anyone needs.
God damn it! Fucking touche! Usador! John! Anybody! I should have gotten out of this cave sooner and be king! No! Don't fuck up my podcast!
Well, for all those nights you laid awake wondering what the story of Aragorn might sound like if reenacted by a group of disinterested teens, I hope tonight brings healing slumber. Usador, the official magician of the Northeast, was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the regal badger, was played by Adol Rafai. King Tom Blaine Belleroth was played by Steve Waltine. Steve is a writer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Queen Trachea Aurelia Belleroth was played by special guest Megan O'Neill. Baron Ragoon, crammed in there at the end like a third helping of tiramisu, was played by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance provided by Ryan Tajorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Ugh. I'm still thinking about how we wasted the end of a satisfying storyline to set up some other new storyline no one really cares about. What a rookie move. Well, it's finally time to watch the last episode of Loki. Such quality entertainment. We really do live in a gilded age.
And let's see here. Now, all this equipment. Ah, yes. Still recording. Well, people of Earth, for those of you who are wondering, what's the Baron been up to? Has he been in the Northeast this whole time? The answer is yes, and you can hear all about it on the second season of Masters of Mayhem. Available now.
Stop plugging your spinoff podcast! Help!
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The six-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.